Imagine discovering that every glass of water you drink is actually listening to your thoughts. This isn't science fiction. It's the revolutionary perspective offered by Dr. Masaru Emoto's work on water crystals. Initially rejected by traditional publishers, his research became a global phenomenon through word of mouth alone. Through a deceptively simple process, freezing water samples and photographing the resulting crystals, Emoto revealed something extraordinary. Water responds physically to human emotions, words, and even music. Water from pristine mountain springs forms beautiful hexagonal crystals, while polluted water produces chaotic, fragmented structures. When exposed to Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, water creates intricate, harmonious patterns. When subjected to heavy metal with angry lyrics, it forms broken, malformed structures. Most remarkably, water exposed to written words like thank you produces stunning crystals, while you fool creates distorted formations. Since our bodies are roughly 70% water, this suggests our thoughts and words literally reshape us at the molecular level. What if the most powerful healing force isn't found in medicine, but in the consciousness we bring to each glass of water we drink? Water defies conventional science in remarkable ways. Unlike most substances, it expands when frozen, causing ice to float. If ice sank, lakes would freeze from bottom up, making aquatic life impossible. Water's exceptional solvent properties create the soup of life, enabling evolution and nutrient transport throughout our bodies. Some scientists believe water arrived on Earth as ice from space. Many comets potentially bombard our planet regularly, possibly forming our oceans billions of years ago. This extraterrestrial origin might explain water's unusual properties. Its floating ice, dissolving capability, and defiance of gravity through capillary action. Researcher Joan Davis distinguishes between wise water, ground-filtered over decades, and recently fallen juvenile water. She advocates for natural water systems that preserve water's integrity rather than merely purifying it, as modern piping disrupts water's natural structure. In one rice experiment, containers receiving daily gratitude fermented pleasantly. Those receiving criticism blackened, while neglected rice deteriorated worst, suggesting being ignored may be more harmful than negative attention. Everything in the universe is fundamentally vibration. Water physically responds to words, forming beautiful crystals when exposed to positive phrases like thank you in any language, while deforming with negative words like you fool, a response that transcends culture. Humans vibrate at approximately 42 octaves above middle C, 570 trillion hertz. The Do-Re-Mi-Fa-Sol-La theory demonstrates how frequencies exist in seven parts, with resonance occurring between matching frequencies or their multiples. Love is essentially resonance that elevates our frequency, connecting us with nature. Water, shown the word cosmos in different languages, forms similar crystals, suggesting universal principles. Water exposed to Earth's photograph formed a beautiful but slightly deformed crystal, possibly reflecting humanity's impact on the planet. Words don't merely describe reality, they create it. Our speech and thoughts send vibrations affecting everything they touch. Every word becomes a prayer, every thought a creative act, making our choice of words essential. Our bodies contain up to 90 elements, enabling complex emotions simpler organisms cannot experience. Vibration detection shows negative emotions emit specific elemental frequencies. Irritation matches mercury, anger corresponds to lead, sadness to aluminum, and stress to zinc. Rather than eliminating negative emotions, we can neutralize them by generating their opposite vibrations, similar to noise cancellation technology. Every negative emotion has a positive counterpart, creating a reverse wave pattern. If hate makes you sick, seek healing through appreciation. This principle underlies homeopathy, where extremely diluted substances retain healing vibrations. future medicine may focus more on treating consciousness rather than just symptoms. Love combined with gratitude forms the most powerful medicine. Water exposed to these words forms complete crystals even after microwave damage. Love and gratitude creates particularly brilliant water crystals, suggesting this combination generates powerful vibrations. Like water's structure, H2O, the ideal ratio might be two parts gratitude to one part love, receiving joyously while giving unconditionally. What the world needs now is gratitude, appreciating what we have rather than wanting more. Water quality reflects our mental state. Even pure alpine water tastes flat when consumed with a troubled mind. Our emotions physically alter water's structure, demonstrating consciousness affecting matter. In cloud erasing, you can target a small cloud, visualize dissolving it with energy, and watch it disappear within minutes. Quantum theorist David Bohm described the explicate order, sensory world, and implicate order, inner existence, suggesting every part contains all universal information. Water responds instantly to global events. Tokyo tap water showed harmful vibrations the moment Gulf War bombing began thousands of miles away. At Fujiwara Dam, a Shinto priest's incantation visibly purified lake water within 15 minutes, transforming crystal photographs from distorted faces in pain to complete hexagonal structures. The later discovery of a woman's body suggested the crystals had reflected her suffering. Dr. Rupert Sheldrake's morphic resonance theory proposes that patterns spread instantly across space and time, connecting us through morphic fields. Our messages of love through water can resonate globally. Water crystal photographs create a powerful ripple effect in people's souls, triggering physical changes in our bodies and awakening cellular memories. Children and open-minded individuals show particularly strong resonance with water's responsive nature. These images transcend language barriers, speaking directly to intuition. Troubled children often demonstrate remarkable sensitivity to water crystals, reporting deep connections and showing improved emotional regulation after learning about water's responsiveness to positive thoughts. In 1999, after 350 people prayed at Lake Biwa, the annual putrid algae disappeared within a month. Using Einstein's E equals mc squared, where C represents consciousness, even small increases in collective consciousness can generate enormous energy, suggesting focused group intention could dramatically impact water quality. Simple practices harness water's responsive nature. Expressing gratitude before drinking, placing positive messages on containers, and playing harmonious music near water. Laboratory analysis confirms distinct differences between crystals formed in water exposed to positive versus negative influences. Water reaches Earth through comets, cosmic ice, and interstellar molecules, while some escapes into space through atmospheric processes. Earth potentially functions as a cosmic liver, purifying water before returning it to the universe. As beings composed of roughly 70% water, humans serve as vessels in this purification journey. Our bodies process and imprint information through thoughts, emotions, and experiences. Organ transplant recipients sometimes report unfamiliar memories, suggesting water might carry information between bodies at the cellular level. This stored information influences our consciousness. Our experiences become encoded within our body's water matrix, possibly constituting what many cultures call the soul. Our consciousness may arrive via water molecules and eventually return to the cosmos with our accumulated wisdom. Our task is to become pure water by living with love and gratitude. This purification happens through conscious intention, not physical filtration. When we live with appreciation, we transform the water structure within and around us. Water reveals our dynamic connection to everything. By aligning with principles of love and gratitude, we harmonize with a universe vibrating with frequencies of positive intention.